How did you come up with this idea?
We had been talking about doing a film. We wanted to do a film with an untraditional main character. We just liked that challenge of having somebody who maybe audiences wouldn't immediately think is the guy I can identify with, but over the course of the film, he kind of like grows on them, and maybe if he's not traditionally likable, he's at least engaging and does have some good emotional moments. And we've been talking about this particular character. He seemed like perfect combination of like obsession, passion, insecurity, and pompousness to be a good comedy slash drama character. And then and when I say this character, I mean kind of like a know-it-all
nerd
obsessive domineering type.
Yeah.
Because I've been that guy before, certainly, and better now. But I've known people like that as well.
You are better now?
I am. And then I have been playing Dungeons & Dragons and other role-playing games since, like, fifth grade or so. And so that was a world that was very familiar to me and comfortable and had I just knew well, and also was a good backdrop for a character who we wanted to become, like, a passionate artist. Misunderstood artist guy. You know, so this is a pastime that you can easily spend hundreds of hours into if you're obsessive type, and then be very principled and obsessive about the details and the art of it. And so and then from there it became, well, who's a good, you know, kind of something like a nemesis for this character, and that's when we came up with the sort of hipster nerd idea. Guy who doesn't take anything seriously, who is doing it, but only, like, as a sample. He's not obsessive.
And he's just, you know, he's more socially adept than Scott. That's sort of, like, their biggest difference.
Yeah.
Social skill.
Yeah. Both a lot of insecurity. So it was like, what type of person would make Scott the most insecure?
Yeah, it was sort of like, yeah, that's sort of where, yeah, what would be Scott's worst enemy?